My name's Michelle O'Woo and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to build up a contemporary portrait of Britain. Can you tell me, please, the date is the 14th of July and it is 1328. Can you tell me, please, your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's John Yates, or Jonathan Yates. I'm 23 years old and I'm from Bradford in Yorkshire, but I now live down in London. Very well, thank you. Very well. I'm not at work, so therefore I have a smile on my face.
Why did you move down to London?
I went to university in Paris and couldn't imagine going back to Bradford. No offence to the place, but I just wanted something a bit more vibrant and busy. And yeah, it was just to get a job, etc. I almost feel like my time in London is coming to an end, though. And I dearly want to try and move to Asia.
What's the reason behind that?
Just quite want to be a foreigner again. I really want to explore. I feel like there's far too much of the world that I haven't seen or experienced for me to just settle down and just live here henceforth. And there's not... Obviously, there are holidays, but I feel only so much can be accomplished with 20 days holiday a year. And I do want to, live in, say, Hong Kong, Japan, and just get a better idea of it.
What would you do there?
It'd be teaching. That would be the answer. So in theory, although... I shouldn't be saying this. I'm hoping to do a CELTA course come November. And then subsequently get a job abroad in 2010. But we'll have to see what happens. I need to get my application in, etc.
What were you doing? What were you studying in Paris?
I was doing French studies. It was complete luck that I got over there as well, because I should have been going to King's, but I didn't get in. And then I got into Manchester, but then I thought, oh, that's too far up north. I saw the place in Paris through a clearing guide, thought I may as well give it a shot, got in and got to spend 3 awesome years over there. So it was just a fantastic thing to do, and just really gave me the urge to travel and to experience foreign places, make them feel like home.
Just going back to you saying you were hoping to teach when you moved to Asia, can you tell me a bit more about what you're hoping to teach?
Oh, I'd be teaching English, as it'd be something that would be transferable to any part of the world, so I could technically, hopefully, find a job pretty much anywhere that I wanted to go. It may, because it would be more teaching adults as well, it may mean that there's less hassle involved, so it wouldn't be like teaching children where there'd be a discipline side, etc. I could just get on with it and everyone would be focused, so I don't think it'd be too annoying an environment in which to teach. But it would be the English.
How did you hear about this project?
It was my girlfriend Francesca who told me about it, and yeah, I just thought, what the hell, may as well apply, because she was, lo and behold, she didn't get it initially, and I did, but subsequently she got a place, but I just thought it'd be something that I'm exceedingly unlikely to do again, so why not? The 2,400 people doing it, is that correct? Yeah. So it'd be nice to be one of the few. But I was in the area, may as well. But it was quite a dilemma, because like my father and like my brother are very, very, very artistic. I'm a bit more of a black sheep. I generally prefer my sport and things like that. So initially I felt like there was quite a bit of pressure on me to do something, and my mother was on about, get Dom to choreograph it, like, get it all sorted. So it was quite scary. Just sort of toying with different ideas and stuff. But I finally decided something subtle, I think, would be the best bet. nothing too loud, nothing that would really interfere with the people around. Like, if they want to get, like, participate or engage with me, then fair enough. I don't want to sort of force them or irritate them. Or it was like toying with the ideas of bringing a super soaker or water bombs or something, but I thought I'm just gonna get something really hilarious. They'll just be waiting at the bottom for me. Yeah, just something inoffensive and fun at least for the hour, hopefully.
So what are you gonna do with your hour?
Well, I was gonna have a barbecue, but unfortunately, and quite understandably, I was lying in bed the other night thinking, what the hell am I gonna do with all those hot coals? Like, how can I actually carry them and move them? So not going to do that. So instead I was got in touch with friends and asked if there was like any one-liners or messages they had. And previously I was thinking of putting it on like a placard or like a whiteboard so I could scrub and put various different things up. But then I'd decide against that and thought instead I have a little paper stars or paper planes and just draw and write on those and then just throw them out, and if people want to pick them up and have a look, then they're welcome to. If they want to just walk past it, then they're welcome to. Oh, sorry. just something that something to pass the time for me, and just that people may be able to enjoy if they find something amusing on one of them. I don't know, it was just toying with so many ideas and trying to find one that actually seemed possible or that I could make it decent without tremendous amounts of effort or tremendous amounts of luck with weather and things like that, people being around, like people being willing to participate, like that's what I went for that.
How did you feel when you heard you had a place on the plinth?
Well, it was quite exciting initially because Chess had said that she hadn't. It was quite funny initially. I felt a bit guilty. But no, I was it's exciting, although it can make you slightly nervous, because I guess it does put pressure on you in a way, because I mean, like I say, I wasn't a particularly arty one. It was always my brother that side, and so in theory I was thinking, oh, I bet everyone's just gonna be doing the most fantastic things, it's just gonna be this wonderful spectacle erupting out of it. But then I've seen, through looking on the internet or reading up about it, a lot of people have, you know, it's have either just gone up there just to watch the crowd go by, just to be up there, just to have done it, like, so I feel like that's taken some of the pressure off. So it was just a mix of nerves and excitement, really, and I felt like I had a load of time. I felt like I had absolutely ages to prepare it, so it'd be always be something that I'm speaking about. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Well, I'm thinking about this, thinking about that, just not really getting round to it, and then when it comes, you're like, what am I doing? I'm gonna confirm it. And yeah, it became a bit of a nightmare the past couple of days, but that's it. It's just trying to do something that was kind of original, but then I'm sure so much is going to be duplicated and replicated, and with things like that where you're throwing stuff out, like, there's only a certain amount of things you can throw to people. I don't know.
You mentioned your brother and your dad are the arty ones. Can you tell me a bit more about their interests?
My father, primarily a draftsman, but then he used to do murals, my brother is just phenomenal. he's just so determined and focused with it. He does some gallery, like runs a little gallery at the moment, does work on the side. I'm not sure specifically what his major interests are, and he goes through various phases. His last work was a video, which it was really good, but I just remember from when I was a kid, like, I remember it was GCSE art project, and they had to draw, like, shoes in boxes, and so everyone else had done about 30 shoes, and they all just looked mashed together. My brother had about 5 of them, and they were just perfect. They were just absolutely perfect. You just looked at it, and you just felt you could reach right inside it and grab one. It was just absolutely fantastic. So yeah, he's an extremely talented lad, but unfortunately, it just completely bypassed me. No. My father's retired now from his from his arty days. My brother, I don't think he'd do it. I think he's coming down to support me. He thinks the Angel of the North is a disgrace, and yeah, thinks it's quite rude as regards to the people up in the northeast. So not a huge fan, but yeah, I think he just wouldn't. It wouldn't be his medium. It wouldn't, like, for me, I've got nothing to lose. I can do it, and just, yeah, I did that for an hour. Yeah, it was quite fun. With him, I think he's got to have a stance. He's got to have a stance in his own little art world. So yeah, he hasn't applied. I was trying to encourage my mother too, just because she was getting giddy about it, but it's just impossible to persuade her. And I think she's far too self-conscious, unfortunately, unless I just applied for her, stuck her email, that could be quite good. She just gets an email through one morning. And also, Yorkshire, so in theory, she's got more chance of getting it. So, I don't know.
Did you know much about Anthony Gormley's work before you applied to do this project?
Obviously, Angel of the North I knew about. And yeah, obviously just through spending time with my brother, like, there are many artist names I'll overhear or hear him discuss or speak about. So yeah, I was not a fanatic, but I guess I was kind of familiar with what he was up to.
How did living in Paris compare with being in London?
I think it's much better in Paris. Like, it's just, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I wasn't doing a 9-to-5 over there, so I just had time to just wander around and explore and, yeah, just find my way around. But I think it's the size. Like, it's a third of the size. There's like a uniformity to the architecture, which I absolutely adore. Whereas in London, obviously, you have some magnificent buildings, but then you've just got all these nasty concrete blocks just shoved up in between them, so it almost masks the, I mean, I guess a lot of it you could say is because of the war, etc. But no, I just feel Paris has just retained such beauty, and it's so diverse and in such a small space. And it's funny, like, over there you used to think if you had to travel half an hour to get somewhere, that's a fair old distance across the city. In London, you can't get to the end of your street in half an hour. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, everything, it doesn't feel as picturesque, although I think maybe that is more of a reflection of my what I was up to when I was in each city, because I can't deny that London has so much to offer. It's just taking advantage of it or finding the time to be able to do it all. So that's another one of the reasons that I'm wanting to go into teaching and things like that. More holiday time. And if I could do the cell, then I can get around and explore while I'm doing it. But no, Paris is just the most magnificent city. So it was weird, the last time I went back, it never actually happened to me before we replaced, but it was just walking along and I was actually getting tingles. Like, hairs were standing up just from being there. I was just so enamoured with the place. It's fantastic. Don't know if I could live there again, just because there's so much nonsense bureaucracy in France. But, yeah, it is certainly a lovely place and a hell of a lot more affordable than London, which also is quite depressing, as then you even have to work harder just to support yourself. So, yeah, I'm not sure if London will be my home.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. Well, I'm wondering if I could get a delivery while I'm up on the plinth, but we'll see
What
what
do you have
happens.
delivered?
That's the trouble. You cannot get decent curries down here. Thai abs in Whitechapel, the one decent place. Pakistanis make some fine food, and that is something I miss tremendously about Bradford. Like, every time I go up for a weekend and I put on about a stone. It's just delicious. Aside from that, God knows. It'd have to be something, maybe a pizza could skim that up to me.
Thanks very much.